Another beautiful day. I hope you're enjoying this Thursday, the 23rd of April. Boy, April has zipped by, hasn't it? Michigan residents packed a Lansing hearing yesterday to push back against the rapid spread of large-scale data centers across the state. WJR's Marie Osborne has a look at what they had to say. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hi there, Paul. So this turnout was so big, they had to use the overflow room. It forced lawmakers to extend the session as dozens of residents voiced concerns about environmental impacts, water use, and transparency in regards to these data centers. Most of the speakers opposed the projects, said decisions are being made behind closed doors while communities are left out of the process. A lot of them argued the state's review system looks at projects one at a time without considering the combined strain on natural resources. And the debate follows Michigan's decision last year to offer tax exemptions to attract these hyperscale data centers. Developers are now targeting more than a dozen communities in our state. Most of them are in rural and agricultural areas. Residents described being blindsided by these rezoning plans and confidential agreements negotiated even before the public was informed. Supporters, well, they're saying businesses and utility leaders, that includes businesses and utility leaders, say data centers, they're essential to the economic infrastructure, and they insist protections are in place to shield consumers and require clean energy use. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says Michigan needs to lead by example here and not lose these projects to go elsewhere. Paul, a bipartisan group of lawmakers are considering new bills aimed at tightening oversight, limiting secrecy, and protecting communities if these facilities shut down in the future. And then what happens to that big hulking building that is just sitting there?
You know, I had Governor Snyder on, and that's a question I should have asked. And in fact, one of our top account executives, management guys, Link Bessard, sent me a text. I didn't see it until after the governor left, saying, what does Governor Snyder think about data centers in Michigan? I'm not going to say what I think he would. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but I did hear you just say what our current governor believes, and I suspect mm-hmm. every governor would have said that basically in a similar way, that these data centers are an opportunity for a great deal of money, jobs, et cetera. But it's another one of those things that say, okay, yeah, we want those, we need those, but not in my backyard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can't argue with those people because they paid a lot of money for their backyard.
Yeah, indeed. And not only that, we all use the data. We want it. We want these, you know, little mini computers in our back pockets and in our purses. And, you know, we want the data. We want to be able to use it. AI is here. It's here to stay. So, I mean, that doesn't come just out of nowhere. It has to have a place. So
I understand the idea of them pulling their own weight. You know, I like the people who say they have to come up with their own power center, which can be done now. They've been working on this at Dow for a long while. These little mini power sources that mm-hmm. these places should have their own power sources, that we should take a look at how much water they're going to use and all of that. And maybe we sweeten the pot by getting rid of our Michigan property taxes and make up that money from these data centers.
Now, there's an idea.
I can dream, can't I?
There's an idea. Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know that would really happen, but, you know,
don't
look,
hold your breath.
Residents really do have, we need to protect our environment. We need to protect our communities and our, you know, in terms of, agriculture and the beauty of rural areas and all that. This is a really, I can't remember the last time we've been faced with such a big question for the entire state that's kind of impacting all of us in the same way.
I tell you, there's one thing that we used to, I thought we the people were all on board for, and we couldn't really get anything done, and even the federal government stepped in and said shut up, basically, and that is when we started having to accept other people's trash in Michigan. You remember all of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
And when we said, no, we don't want it, they said, too bad. You got to take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we can hope.
I guess that's all we can do is hope at this point. But I understand. I mean, data centers are coming. They're coming somewhere. And as the governor said, we should lead. I don't know exactly what that means other than saying, yes, you can build your data centers here. There should be all kinds of very important restrictions and maybe some great benefits to the people in the area. But I don't know what they are or what they could be.
Yeah, well, let's pin some hopes onto this bipartisan group of lawmakers. Maybe we should try to find who's on that committee and get them on the air and talk with them. Who's on the bipartisan committee?
I don't know, but it's important that you're saying something that we don't hear very often. Bipartisan.
Uh-huh. Yes. And what are you working on? What's it going to look like? How are you going to limit things like secrecy and oversight so that people feel like they have a voice in all this?
So the one of the arguments is, I guess, this whole clean energy rule and the green energy mandate that cost, in this story I have, 30,000 farm acres in Branch County due to solar arrays. Michigan's 90% clean energy rule will prompt more of that. And it's important to understand that data centers will only drive more of a loss of farm ground in rural communities across Michigan. This is obviously one of the people against this.
Yeah.
All has to be looked at. All has to be weighed. See where the money's going, who's getting it, all of that stuff. It's tiresome, isn't it? It is tiresome.
It's
we used to depend on some people to look out for us on all this stuff.
Remember, was it Rosanna Dana who said, it's always something?
I think it is, and it was just now Marie Osborne, as we continue on WJR.